A war of words is picking up steam among President Obama, Donald Trump, and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over that UN resolution condemning Israeli settlements and the U.S.'s willingness to let it pass. And that's not the only clash tonight between the president and president-elect. NBC's Hallie Jackson has the latest.
Tonight, new fallout after a flashpoint in U.S.-Israeli relations. A United Nations Security Council resolution reprimanding Israel for West Bank settlements, seen as a slap to Israel, one the U.S. chose not to block with its veto. Israel furious, now accusing the U.S. of orchestrating the resolution itself.
We have proof. I don't believe it. We know it. And we'll share it with the incoming administration through the appropriate channels.
The Israeli ambassador echoing the allegations of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
As I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
But it's Egypt who pushed the resolution. Senior White House aide Ben Rhodes insisting Friday, we did not draft or introduce this resolution.
Do you not believe, do you not trust the U.S. government when they deny having anything to do with this?
Well, Ben Rhodes is an expert in fiction.
Donald Trump, far from staying out of the fight, tweeting this weekend, quote, the big loss for Israel and the United Nations will make it much harder to negotiate peace. And late today, slamming the UN as just a club for people to get together, talk, and have a good time. So sad. The escalating tension underscoring Netanyahu's chilly relationship with President Obama and his warm one with President-elect Trump, previewing potential changes in this diplomatic alliance and a break, in some ways, with decades of U.S. policy.